And now for our story. Mary and Max have been married just 2 months and 2 days. Their happy work assignment is being troubled by the scheming of Benjamin Carter. Daddy Stratford can't find the old deed to the Springs property, and Mary has been called upon to discover the reason for Danny Stratford's strange actions. A most serious situation has developed in the finances of the Max Tilly Kitty Clinic, which threatens to close it to the people of Sanders. Our story opens today in the Kitty Clinic, where Dr. Benson, for the 100th time, has gone over the book to find some way to hold off the clinic's creditors.
No way to do it. I can't see all the equipment. No, leave me without anything to work with. No use in that. Well, guess I might as well throw up my hand and let the creditors come in. I might...
Well, Dr. Benson, you seem to be a bit upset. I just dropped in to see if I could do better.
Why is it for you over here?
Oh, not at all. In fact, I feel that I've quite neglected the Max Tilly Kitty Clinic since I became a citizen of our town.
Yeah, come to think of it, you've never been around here. Well, you do keep pretty active over in town, I understand.
Yes, my reputation usually precedes me. That's true with any man who's doing things. Isn't that right, Dr. Benson?
Well, I don't know. I never put much thought to that sort of thing.
You know, we've never had a real opportunity to know each other, Benson. And I like to associate with your type of man.
Well, I presume that's a compliment, but I'm a very busy man. What can I do for you, Carter?
Well, I suppose you'll be surprised if I say I just came visiting.
Yeah, it's a little surprise.
I've admired your clinic for a long time.
Thank you. Now, if you don't mind, I'll turn you over to one of my assistants and he can show you the place.
Of course, of course. But just a moment, Dr. Benson.
Yeah?
If you could find it possible, I'd rather you show me around. I'm interested in this place and I'd like to hear about it from you.
Very well, then. Suppose we start out this way. Now, this is our receiving dispensary. All of our patients are brought in here for their first examination.
This is a busy place.
Yeah. Unfortunately, too many people in Sanders fail to realize that.
You have quite a number of children here.
You haven't seen anything yet. Wait until I take you upstairs to the baby ward. Dozens of them. Right through this door, Carter.
My. What's this, your laboratory?
Yes, this is where we make our blood tests. Whenever we have to send out for a blood donor, we bring them in here and take samples of their blood.
I see.
Where our laboratory technicians find one of the same blood group as a child needing the blood, we take them to the operating room. And with one of these mechanical pumps, pump the blood from the veins of one into the veins of the other. That saves many a child here.
You know, I'm a man of action, Dr. Benson. I never thought much about this business.
Business? Hardly a business running a kitty clinic. Through this door now, Mr. Carter.
We'll go upstairs to the ward.
No, wait. I want to show you our kitchen here.
Well, it's quite a large kitchen. As large as mine over at the Stratford Arms Hotel. I didn't know you acquired all of this equipment to run a hospital.
Oh, yes. Every patient must have his food according to his needs. You can't bring everybody into a dining room and put them down to a menu of a few stock dishes and tell them to order what they want. We have diets, special foods, and careful prepared dishes according to calories and mineral contents to think of. Each patient's food is a separate problem in cooking.
Well, this kitchen would be quite capable of taking care of a large number of patients.
Yes, quite. You're quite interested in kitchen, Mr. Carter. Out this way.
Well, this is quite a new and well-appointed building you have here, Dr. Benson.
Yes, thanks for Max Tilly. I don't know what we'd have done in this town if it weren't for Max Tilly.
I see you're quite loyal to Tilly, Dr. Benson.
Loyal? What else could I be? Carter, look through this window. This is our baby ward.
Well, well. I didn't know there were so many babies born at the same time.
This is only a fraction of them. We get them from all about Sanders, as well as from the town itself. You know, most of these babies here and their mothers are from the mills here in town.
Town's population isn't dying out, I can see that.
Not by a long shot. And we want to keep it from dying, too. That's my job in this community.
Looks like you've got a pretty good-sized job. But all these mill women, do they pay?
No, unfortunately. 70% of them are charity cases.
You mean they can't pay anything for all this? Say, how do you keep up a place like this?
I told you a moment ago, running clinics and hospitals is not a business proposition in the way you run a hotel.
And what is it?
It's humanity. It's the good we do for others. And we all profit by it.
I never thought you were a goody-goody, Dr. Renke.
Part of the profession of being a good doctor.
Yeah. Well, my principles say that you can't give away anything for nothing. I've always found it that way. These patients would pay if you made them.
You fail to understand, Mr. Carter. Many of them are the wives of men out of work. Many of them are wives and babies of men who've just gone back to work. If Max Tilly hadn't stayed here in town to face the music for his father's mistake and kept the mills open, we'd have many more unfortunate mothers and babies than we have now.
You couldn't handle any more than you have now, could you, Dr. Benson?
Let me begin there, Mr. Carter. That's my business. Now, if you'll pardon me, I have work to do.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I admire the place. I admire the work you're doing.
I'm sorry, Mr. Carter. I haven't time for pleasantry.
Oh, don't misunderstand me, Dr. Benson. I admire you very much. And I suppose Max Tilly meant well enough, after a fashion, by putting so much money into this clinic.
I don't know why you're going into all this, Mr. Carter. I've given you all the time I can.
Just a minute, Doctor. I'm a man of business. And I might as well say I came over here to help you.
Well, I don't need any help.
Are you sure of that?
Quite. That's all.
You were all upset when I came in. And I'll bet there's many a headache finding ways to meet the bills of a place like this.
Carter, I'm afraid you're going to...
Wait. Right now, don't say that. I have money, Benson. You need equipment here. Look at your bed. Not enough for the mothers. There are your nurses yonder, waiting to get through with one baby under the sun lamp to use it on another. You need equipment, and plenty of it, to run this place right.
Maybe you're right, Carter, but that's my problem, not yours.
I'm a citizen of Sanders now, Dr. Benson.
And not too well liked in some quarters, Mr. Carter.
Small town prejudice, that's all that is.
Well, small towns know how to trust their citizens.
It's false, all these things that some people spread about me. Maybe I have pulled some shrewd deals. Is that against the businessman's integrity?
We'll not go into that, Mr. Carter. Now, if you'll excuse
me. Just a minute, Dr. Benson. You may need me. In fact, I think you need me right now.
What are you insinuating?
Benson, I've heard from reliable sources that this clinic is up against it. I thought maybe I could find a use for it. But now, come to think of it, I could do some good here in this town.
Your business principles. Don't forget them.
Oh, I don't forget. I want to be accepted in this town, you know.
Carter,
Benson, do you want to save the clinic?
Of course I want. Hey, look here. What is this?
The money is yours. If
never. Not under conditions.
Yours without conditions. If you'll just be friendly.
Be friendly? Why, you... Did you come over here to bribe me? Yes, the third left in the end.
Yes.
He seems to be very cheerful with his child. I must go right now and see how his condition is.
Oh, the poor son, she's had such a hard time with each of the baby. I'll try to encourage you,
Tom. Oh, pardon me. You don't know, Mr. here.
Pardon me, Mrs. Southern. Rather, Mrs. Sanders. I'm a bit out of place in this baby ward, you know?
Yes, I think so. Rather odd to find you here.
Yes, isn't it?
Mr. Carter came over to get acquainted with the work we're doing here. He says he's interested in becoming a good citizen of our community.
Well, that is interesting. We certainly need all of the good citizens we can get. I hope you succeed, Mr. Carter. Now, if you'll excuse me, Dr. Benson, I'll go see how Mrs. Brown is. And if you're sincerely interested, Mr. Carter, in helping people, there are many of these mill workers and their wives who need help. There's plenty of need for the right kind of charity work, and I'm sure your services will not be refused if you're interested in helping people. I'll see you later, Brown.
Was that a cool reception?
Now, look here, Carter. I can't be standing here like this. I have work to do. Good day.
Very well. But don't forget what I told you. Maybe this clinic needs a good business manager. I'd like to help you run it. Well, I'm sure we could make it pay in many ways. And do a bit of charity along with it, too. Yes, even a good bit of charity. New lamp, new equipment, plenty of money to carry on your research, Dr. Benson. It's all yours. And there's no strings to it. Just friendly cooperation for the good of the town. That's me, Benjamin Carter. I always help poor people get on their feet. And I'd like to help you, too, Dr. Benson.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. At present, I see no need to go further into this matter.
Just how much does Benjamin Carter know about the difficult financial condition of the Kitty Clinic? if he know as much about it as we do? And if he does, from what source did he get his information? It was a handsome gesture Benjamin Carter made Dr. Benson. And knowing as we do the good doctor's love for his work in this clinic, we wonder if Carter did get under Benson's skin with those tricky little suggestions that annoy and tempt when a man is aggravated and worried by business troubles. Is Benjamin Carter sincere in his desire for friendship with Dr. Benson? That is the important thing to discover. Whether Carter has a hold on the clinic, unbeknown to Dr. Benson or Mary or Max, is a matter to be taken into consideration in the future. Will Dr. Benson go over to Carter's side in order to keep the clinic open? What about Max's plan to bottle of spring waters and sell it to help the clinic? Has anything happened there? And then there's that matter of the deed which Daddy Stratford can't find and which may change the entire picture. Then there's the matter of Danny. Has Mary discovered what has caused his strange actions the past couple of weeks? All of these developments are promised in tomorrow's exciting episode of The Life of Mary Southern, brought to you with the best wishes of Hines, Honey, and Amundsen.